I want to share my experience of moving out and living alone. When I told my friends about the idea of moving out, they were curious about my parents' attitude since they believed that no parents would want their children to leave. Although at first, my parents weren't really happy with it, they then understood and supported my decision. They believed that when living alone, I would soon realize that being with family would be the best. The main reason for me to move out is to reduce traveling time. I used to spend an hour to reach my office from my old flat. However, it just takes me 30 minutes from my new house. It means now I have about half an hour every morning for myself. Moreover, I'm on my own and free to do whatever I want. I can make my own decisions or ask my friends to come over without asking anyone's permission. About the disadvantages, Personally, the biggest problem with independent living is money. Rent, phone, internet, and other expenses like gas, water, and electricity must all be covered by myself. In other words, I have to be well prepared and save up for my bills.
Listen to a music teacher talking to a potential donor and complete the summary. Write no more than 3 words in each blank. You will listen twice.
Thank you so much for meeting me today, Mr. Robinson.
Of course. I'm excited to hear about your plan for the music department, Miss Taylor.
I want to shift the school music department's focus to folk music to preserve this dying art form.
Sorry, can you make it clear why we should prioritise this genre?
It's important to keep folk music alive and make it more approachable for young people. It is through these songs that we see our cultural identity and daily life in the past. By teaching students folk music, we can show them our cultural heritage and encourage them to protect it.
What have you done so far to bring folk music to school?
I came up with the idea of crowdfunding. Recognising the importance of folk music, the online community provided enough funds for some traditional musical instruments. Having received little funding from the school, I'm making use of an old classroom to teach a few students about folk music.
If I donate money to the department, what will you do?
With more money, I can redecorate our music room and promote our folk music class.
Okay, you convinced me.
Now listen again.
Thank you so much for meeting me today, Mr. Robinson.
Of course. I'm excited to hear about your plan for the music department, Miss Taylor.
I want to shift the school music department's focus to folk music to preserve this dying art form.
Sorry, can you make it clear why we should prioritise this genre?
It's important to keep folk music alive and make it more approachable for young people. It is through these songs that we see our cultural identity and daily life in the past. By teaching students folk music, we can show them our cultural heritage and encourage them to protect it.
What have you done so far to bring folk music to school?
I came up with the idea of crowdfunding. Recognising the importance of folk music, the online community provided enough funds for some traditional musical instruments. Having received little funding from the school, I'm making use of an old classroom to teach a few students about folk music.
If I donate money to the department, what will you do?
With more money, I can redecorate our music room and promote our folk music class.
Okay, you convinced me.